This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thank you so much for being with us. More than 381,000 people, that's 18.5% of the population in New Mexico, are experiencing hunger. That means that they don't always know where they will find their next meal. That's according to research that's been released by Feeding America, the nation's largest hunger relief organization. Amazing when you think about that, 18.5% of our population in the state of New Mexico. And we're talking about this important issue today with Nancy Barnes-Smith of the Roadrunner Food Bank. Nancy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Brad.
It's good to have you here. You know, I want to start off with some other statistical information that you provided to me that is connected to this recent national survey that gets into some local statistics, Luna County in particular. If you look at Luna County nationally, it's in the top 10 hungriest counties in the United States for Hispanics. Let's talk about what the food bank is doing to address that situation.
That is pretty amazing. I get, I don't know whether to, you know, I just don't know for sure how to respond to that kind of information. It's almost just too big to get your arms around. We're used to hearing New Mexico is one of the hungriest states, and we're used to seeing statistics about New Mexico's counties compared to each other. But when you see it nationally, and it's one of the top 10 hungriest counties in the United States, that is really something. What we are doing at Roadrunner Food Bank is we are working now. From when you and I got together last year and talked, I mentioned that Luna County was one of the four counties that we are now serving out of the branch, the Roadrunner Food Bank branch here in Las Cruces. What we are doing right now working with Luna County is bringing the community in to develop more food distribution sites. There is one there's actually two fairly active food distribution centers in Luna County. One is Helping Hands in Deming, and the other is the Andrew Sanchez Youth Center in Columbus. They do their very best. They've been around for a number of years, and they're doing their very best. The problem is bigger than they can address. So what we're working to do is to make, first of all, make Luna County aware of this. I'm kind of surprised myself, so I think people living in Deming or Columbus will be surprised to know the numbers are that high. Once people are aware there's a problem, then I want them to know that there's a solution. And the solution is if we have more distribution sites, and what that means is food pantries. And a food pantry can be in a church basement where they distribute food on an emergency basis to families or individuals as needed, or it can be in an organization where they, an agency that is distributing food once a month to 25 or 50 families, or it can be a mobile food pantry where we come into Deming or to Columbus once a month, and we offload enough food to feed 100 to 150 to 200 families and give them each a box of 50 pounds each. Those are distribution sites. We need to have those in Luna County. And so that's what I'm looking to the community of Luna County to do, is to come forward, the churches and the organizations that have that capacity, and we will find a way to get the food to the community and to the hungry people there. There is a solution to this. It's not one of those bad news stories where, oh my goodness, there's nothing we can do. We can. There is a solution. We just have to find a way to work together.
It's interesting you mention that, that this is actually a call to action for churches, other nonprofits to set up food banks, mm-hmm. because I think we've all heard since the economic downturn began that there has been an increased need for places and for the amount of food needed to provide food to folks who need it, because there have been many people who maybe are first-time clients of food pantries. They never thought in their worst nightmare that they would ever need to get help, but they've lost a job, maybe both, if there was a two-income family, mm-hmm. maybe both people have lost work and needed help. So have you been, over the last few years, have you been seeing that there have been folks willing to step up and start new food pantries to meet the need?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, in the Doña Ana area, county area, we went when I met with you last July, mm-hmm. we had 7 mobile food pantries in operation, 6 of them in Doña Ana County, 1 of them in Grant County. The end of June this year, we have 21 mobile food pantries.
Wow.
And that includes, again, we're in Doña Ana primarily, but we also just did one. We started one in Sierra County in Truth or Consequences, and we still have the one in Grant. So we've got southern Doña Ana County covered pretty well. So that there's been a great response to that. We are developing more and more food pantries. They tend to be small. They tend to be 25, well, emergency pantries, whereby they have enough for just, you know, 5, 6, 10 families on an as-needed basis. But we're finding, you know, other organizations and churches that are willing to open their doors and distribute food, 25, 35 families a month. And that helps. That helps. I either need to get them to be willing to do more distributions, or I need to find more organizations willing to do the 25 and 30.
Okay.
Once people know what the need is, once people find out how we can work with them as partners, the visit I had with a church last week in Deming went from talking about having being a partner agency and having a small distribution to they will sponsor a mobile food pantry and are committed to feeding at least 100 families a month.
Okay. Let's get into who needs the help. In terms of demographics, who suffers with food security issues, both in New Mexico and across the country?
The face of hunger, and you've sort of alluded to it and what you were talking about earlier, has changed. And it's what we see in New Mexico is what we see nationally. The statistics are these. We know that at least 30%, I'm thinking probably in New Mexico, it's probably closer to 40%, but nationally it's 30% of the people who have to access food on a monthly basis are folks who are employed. They're what we call our working poor, people who are working in jobs that pay minimum wage. They're looking at increases in rent. They're looking at increases in gas, all the same things you and I are looking at, that everybody is looking at. And their problem is their income is no longer keeping up with their debt, with their needs. They're having to make really hard choices. And one of the things that sometimes gets put on the back shelf is food, or especially healthy food.
Yeah, you know, I just did a story about this past week that this is becoming such a serious issue for a growing number of people who work full time that in Albuquerque, they're looking at a higher minimum wage, mm-hmm. $8.50. In Santa Fe, they had already implemented what they call a living wage of $10.29 an hour. And this is a movement that's happening in city by city around the country because they're seeing more and more service jobs that pay either close to minimum wage or at minimum wage.
And you take that combined with the cost of everything going up, mm-hmm. and the standard of living really goes down. So we know 30% at least nationally, 40% I think in New Mexico, mm-hmm. are working poor. 40% we know are children who have to access food on a weekly basis or monthly basis are children below the age of 18. 15% nationally, and I'm thinking higher again here in New Mexico, are seniors living on a fixed income. And these are folks who have to make really hard choices every month to pay the rent, to put gas in the car, to buy the medications, or to get good food. So those are the folks that are now what we call the face of hunger. And one of the things that we do know, and I know this is one of the next questions on your list, is why is it called a silent epidemic? And the reason is because we know, it kind of goes back to a conversation I had with somebody about a year ago when we were talking about what are the issues that are on the radar of social concerns in southern New Mexico. And she told me that hunger was actually not on the radar. And I said, well then what is? And she did mention poverty. And I said, well, if poverty's on the radar, how can hunger not be? And she said, because people don't know about that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, all right, there's really some truth in what she's just said, is that if you drive a dilapidated car, if you live in a really rundown house, if your clothes are shabby, people know. People know that you are struggling financially, but they may never know you're hungry. And there is a lot of shame attached. I think it's probably incredibly difficult for a parent to say, I have to come and get help because I don't have enough to feed my children.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't know about it. They many times, you know, it's a hidden epidemic.
Yeah. And you mentioned poverty. I mean, the numbers that I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation today from Feeding America, it very much mirrors the poverty rate in the state of New Mexico. There's a study showing 18.5% of the population in New Mexico is experiencing hunger at some time. So that is close to our poverty rate. And it's a lot of people, more than 381,000 people. Roadrunner, as you have mentioned, to deal with this issue, has added two more counties to its service and delivery areas. This happened in March, Sierra and Otero counties. Tell me a little more about what this additional service means for those counties.
Now, if you remember, the way that Roadrunner works is we don't distribute food directly to individuals. We work with partner agencies. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is getting food to the organizations that do distribute to individuals. Those two counties had been being served previously by Roadrunner, but it was out of the Albuquerque warehouse. So when we opened down here and became a branch down here in January of 2011, we were serving those four counties I mentioned earlier from this branch. We added those two counties simply because it is more efficient and far more economical for us to get food from the Las Cruces branch to Sierra County and to Otero than to have Albuquerque coming down and doing it on a weekly basis.
Very interesting.
The other thing is it allows us to provide a lot more services in terms of developing partner agencies, monitoring mobile food pantries. It just provides a better service to those two counties to be served out of this branch.
And to get a little bit of a handle in terms of the numbers in this increased need, I mentioned 381,000 people, or 18.5% of the population. That those are recently released figures to show the increase in hunger. The last research figures from 2009, it was about 17% of mm-hmm. the population, 336,000 people. Mm-hmm. So it's a significant increase in a couple of years in terms of the need. And nationally, only slightly behind, 16.1% of the U.S. population that experiences hunger. So this is also truly, even in states that have a lower poverty rate, this is a serious, serious problem when you look at the national averages. Now, for people that want to learn more in specific about the Roadrunner Food Bank, remind us of the website address so folks can go online after listening to our interview today. And I know there's a wealth of information there.
There is a lot of information there. There is also a means for people who want to help make a difference. Summer times are very, very challenging for food mm-hmm. distribution organizations. The need goes up because children are out of school. So children who were getting breakfast and lunch at school no longer are. So mm-hmm. many families are struggling because of that. So the need goes up and the resources go down because people don't think about giving to food distribution agencies in the summertime. They do in Christmas time during the holidays, but not during the summertime. So we have on our website, as you mentioned, there's a lot of information, but there's also an opportunity for people right now to make a huge difference. We have a matching gift donation program. The Billings family put together this offer last year, actually around the holidays, and said that they wanted to make a difference during the summer. So for every dollar that we is donated to us, they will match dollar for dollar up to $5,000.
Wow.
What that means for us is that a $25 donation becomes $50, becomes 280 pounds of food.
Wow, a lot
of food. So even a small donation during a matching donation campaign makes a big difference. The site is www.rrfb.org. And the RRFB is Roadrunner Food Bank. So again, www.rrfb.org.
Easy to remember,
yes.
RRFB.org. And we'll mention it again at the end of our conversation today. Well, we've already talked about the fact that you've added two counties to the service and delivery area. Since we last spoke in July of last year, tell us about any other changes that have happened at the Roadrunner Food Bank in southern New Mexico.
Well, we have two. We actually have three trucks now. When I met with you last time, we had one truck and with a bum hydraulic lift. We have a truck that was donated to us by Walmart. And it's a brand new truck. We also have a brand new truck that was donated by the American Idol Foundation from the show American Idol. They actually have a foundation. And they, both Walmart and American Idol, have been very committed to addressing hunger in the United States.
That is great to hear.
We also still have that third truck from Albuquerque. So we're three trucks now. We've expanded our warehouse space. We're at 25,000 square feet. We're probably going to have to look at, you know, going up now this next year. So we're looking for some pallet racks. As I mentioned, we're in six counties now instead of just four. Last year, in our first year, calendar year of operation, we distributed 3 million pounds of food in the four counties we were serving. Originally, we had anticipated less than a million, but it turns out that we were able to move it along and to find those distribution points that I mentioned to you that we're so eager to set up in Luna County, so that it went from an anticipated less than 1 million to 3 million because we all worked together.
Very exciting stuff that you have a lot going on, and also the chance this summer, as you mentioned, to double your contributions to the Roadrunner Food Bank to continue to meet this increased need for folks who are struggling with food security. And it is about, again, 18.5% of the population in New Mexico. Nancy, we spoke last year about summer, as you've already mentioned today, being a very, very difficult time for Roadrunner. And I know part of this, as you mentioned, deals with school children who do not have the services that they have in the fall and the spring at school. Tell me more about this and how you cope with this. Certainly, I'm sure the ability to have this additional donation help through the family that donated the money to match donations is helpful.
It is helpful. There are lunch programs for children in the city of Las Cruces, but that's for kids who can get to those programs. Otherwise, it's just not happening. What we're trying to do is mini-pronged, is we're trying to get people, you know, to use this donation opportunity. It gives us a chance to get more food into the food bank. I also am very eager for growers in the area to consider, rather than just dumping onions or cabbage or any other growth items that they aren't going to be taking to market, to give us a call. We'll come pick them up and we'll get them to people. I'm also hoping we can get volunteers. We're looking at starting a volunteer program. A lot of what we do requires eyes and hands, and the more volunteers we have, the more staff we free up to do other things.
This sounds like public media.
Yeah. You and I talked about
that. We need that.
There's
similarities.
Yes.
Volunteers help enormously.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's wonderful. Well, tell me about plans in place for the upcoming year.
What we're hoping to do is to expand our staff just a little bit, because we are very, very busy. We're wanting to increase our efficiency, making sure that we are best using our trucks. Because the cost of gas is so high, we need to make sure that any routes that we take, we're being very careful and maximizing the time we spend on the road. Other things we're looking at are really increasing our outreach into Luna County, Sierra County, and Otero County. I think that Otero County will soon be doing a mobile food pantry in Alamogordo, so we want to get more food distribution sites set up in those counties. We probably, I don't know for sure, but in the next year or two, I imagine we'll take on a few more counties in southern New Mexico, simply because it's easier to serve them out of this area. It is a better use of all of our resources to do it that way. We're looking at having more matching donation campaigns, hopefully have another one in the wintertime when people are thinking about giving, because it does maximize even the smallest gift. One of the things we saw last year with our Christmas campaign was that people who say, I can only give $5, well, when they saw that became $10, and what we could do with $10, it was a wonderful thing. I got lots of notes with $5 checks that said, you know, I now know this will really make a difference. So we're going to build on over this next year or and 2 years and 5 and 10, we're going to build on the really good foundation that we've established. I believe Southern New Mexico is able to make a big difference in those numbers of people who are really hungry. I think we can do a lot right here in Southern New Mexico, to feed those folks. We need to know that the problem exists and that there is a way to do it.
All right. And for folks who do want to make a donation, and certainly you can also learn a lot more, you can go to that website, which is, again,
www.rrfb.org.
RRFB, RoadrunnerFoodBank.org. Nancy Barnes-Smith of the Roadrunner Food Bank. Nancy, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, next year.